KD is going to end up leaving Brooklyn. Where would the Raptors come into play on that? To chat about it, we're joined now by our Raptors reporter, Josh Lewenberg. On a scale of 1 to 10, Josh, 10 being extremely interested or the most interested, 1 being not interested at all, how interested do you believe Masai Bobby Webster will be in working out a deal for Kevin Durant?
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on their appetite on trading Scottie Barnes. I think that's what it's going to cost. And I really don't know how they would feel about something like that because it, I mean, it's a polarizing idea, right? The idea of giving up on a 20-year-old, potentially budding superstar, a guy that could be a top 10 player in the NBA in whatever number of years, but all of that is theoretical, right? And you'd be trading him for a guy who is 34, but is there right now. So it's an interesting situation because I do think the Raptors are as well-positioned as just about any team in the league to get in on this if they want to be in on it. And guys, we were talking last week about the plan. What's the plan for this organization? And this is it. This is what we were talking about is you collect assets, you've developed those assets, but you collect those assets. You maintain flexibility, which the Raptors have done by keeping all of their first-round picks. You're just sitting around and waiting, essentially. You're winning, but you're waiting. You're being opportunistic and waiting for that right opportunity to go all in. So it's just a question of whether or not this is the right opportunity. How much do they think that Kevin Durant is that guy for them that's going to take them over the hump? What they're going to cost, obviously, and how serious they are about this, because I think they'll have to decide pretty quickly. They're going to make the call. They're going to be in on it to some degree. But, yeah, I mean, if your appetite to move Barnes and probably a slew of future draft picks, unprotected picks, which we know are really dangerous, if your appetite for that is low, then you're probably out on this pretty quick.
Well, Josh, you hit on kind of one of the things that we were debating. If you traded Barnes, and you're probably going to have to include OG or someone else to make the money work and everything like that, do you think there would be enough left to be a title contender?
I do, Jonas, just because, I mean, I think as long as you have Kevin Durant, as long as Kevin Durant is healthy, you're going to be in the conversation to some degree. And then when you factor in the likes of Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, a couple all-star players in their prime, whatever else you have left, like I think there's enough there. Obviously, the margin for error is small when you don't have much depth. When you do have a super team in the Raptors, I mean, that would be pretty close to a super team or at least something resembling it. It would put a lot of pressure on Masai and the front office to operate around the margins, find guys on cheap deals, maybe veterans that want to chase a ring or young players outside of the draft, which we know they have a history of doing. But that's a pretty good problem to have. I think there are a lot of teams that would love to have that problem. That's why I say this is going to be really tricky for the Raptors. As well positioned as they are to be in the Durant sweepstakes, they're not negotiating against themselves in a situation like this. They would be negotiating against, if not 29 other teams, pretty close to that, because I think just about every team in the league should be calling with their best offer. This is not a Kawhi Leonard situation, and I'll clarify that, because I know a lot of people right now are like, okay, well, what about Gary Trent Jr. and Svi Mihailuk and whatever else? Like, no, you are not going to get this done for the whatever the equivalent is of DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a first-round pick, with all due respect to those guys. This is a different situation. Durant is not Kawhi. Yes, he's 34, but he doesn't come with the same questions that Kawhi did in terms of health and contractual situation. He's got 4 years left on his deal. So, yeah, I mean, Brooklyn, and this is another thing, it's like he's got his preferred list of destinations, but Brooklyn has no reason to make a panic deal right now. They can be patient here. They don't have to trade him to Miami or to Phoenix. They're going to look for his historic package, and unless the Raptors are willing to meet that price, it's not going to happen.
Josh, it was a spirited debate between Hayes and Jonas in the 4 o'clock hour, and one of the things that I got out of it too is trust of Durant. And what I mean is, if say somehow they're able to land and they pay a king's ransom for him, is there a guarantee that if things go south that he all of a sudden doesn't want to just turn around and get traded, and now the organization is depleted because you've given so much for him?
It's a great point, Noodles, and that's exactly why this is so scary, because I think the argument in favor of giving up a lot for this guy, not just for the Raptors, but for any team, is he's got 4 years left on his deal, which in the NBA, 4 years is an eternity. But does anybody feel confident anymore that 4 years, that a player signed to a four-year deal is going to stay in that place for 4 years? That's just not really the way that things work anymore. So you're right. What happens in that scenario where in a year from now he decides, I don't want to be here anymore, trade me for whatever reason to whatever place, then all of a sudden you crippled your franchise. And
just trade him for more stuff, Josh. There you go.
I guess,
asset down the line.
Look at Brooklyn's situation right now. This is not an enviable situation. This is a disaster. You know, the big winner here today is Houston. The Houston Rockets, because they own Brooklyn's picks potentially for the next half decade, and this already happened. We already saw the results of this. Brooklyn went all in on Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett a decade ago. It didn't work out. It blew up in their face, and there was a team in the NBA Finals this year in the Boston Celtics that were only there because of that trade. They got Tatum because of that trade. They got Jaylen Brown because of that trade. This could happen again to the Brooklyn Nets, and that could happen to the Raptors or any other team that gives up a whole bunch of unprotected future first-round picks. Those are gold in the NBA. And, hey, Atlanta just did the same thing yesterday in order to get DeJounte Murray, and San Antonio's probably got to feel pretty good about that right now too.
Yeah, I think that, like, you look at what James Harden did in Brooklyn is an example of what could happen up here with Durant. And the thing is, he wanted to go to Brooklyn. Like, who knows if Durant has any interest of coming up here. But Harden wanted to go to Brooklyn. A year later, he wants to go to Philly. And now he's in Philly. And, like, that's how quickly it can change in the NBA. I think it's imperative. A part of the argument we were having earlier is I think you got to make two calls of your Messiah company. One is to the Nets. The other is to Durant. You have 100%. To get a read on how he feels.
For sure. Unless, for whatever reason, you are able to get this diagonal. The reason why you do that Kawhi trade is because at the time it's like, all right, like this is a price we can pay for this risk. The reward was so high, the risk was relatively low considering where DeRozan was in his contract, the fact that they kind of needed to make a move anyway. Jakob Poeltl, first-round pick. Like, you can live with that even in the worst-case scenario where Kawhi shows up and he's either still hurt or he doesn't show up at all. But for the price that this is going to cost, you don't do this blindly. You don't do this with the hands behind your back. I agree with you. You've got to feel really, really confident that, one, Durant is the guy, right? Like, that you, and to Jonas's point, that you've still got enough here in order to win with him, but also that he's in this, and not just for the next year. He's got to be in this for the next 4 years, because, and that's another thing, is like, even if you are going to give up unprotected picks, you obviously don't give up a single pick past the length of Durant's contract. So you probably give up 3 to 4 picks, and you hope and pray that Durant is here and healthy for 4 years, because otherwise, yeah, that's got a lot of implosion potential written all over it.
Yeah, well, free agency opens up tomorrow. We'll see where it goes. I'm sure there'll be more bombshells between now and then. Thank you, Josh. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Josh Lewenberger, Raptors reporter.